What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is what, Wednesday, August 27th, the initial 53-man roster is set for our Atlanta Falcons, but there will be changes. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squib Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the First Lady of Baseball, Hurston Waldrop's number one fan, and the Queen of Tofu, the leader of Uber Steve and Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack, the wonderful, the terrific, Dylan Dylon Matthews. I was told to go easy on you, apparently. So there you go, Dylan. Love you, brother. And we are the Morning Shift. Good morning, all.
Hey, man.
I'll start by this. Saw Tigger downstairs going to fill my water bottle up. Mm-hmm. Big Tigger, you know, V103, sister station to us. And I said, "What's up, man? How you doing?" He goes, "Man, it's hump day." And I said, "Hell, man, I've been thinking it's Thursday all day."
All day.
Yeah, all 3 hours I've been awake.
All day as we sit. All day. Yeah, it's crazy.
And he
talk,
just started laughing. He laughed at me. He didn't say, "Oh, man, that sucks." He just laughed at me.
Well, yeah, he broke the news to you. I am surprised you didn't bring up, I'm actually disappointed you didn't bring up Dylan's wave this morning, because I just spied a little tribute to Lee Corso, and they were talking about the wave he does. Yep. And they were, like, paying respect to it, and I was like, that's what he's doing. He's paying respect to Lee Corso.
Man.
No, but he doesn't. He does the prom queen wave. And Corso does the, you know, the more knuckly wave, right?
But regardless, he's remembered for it. Dylan, this is what you'll be remembered
well,
for.
Well, that's why I don't think people understand joking, but yeah, anyways.
I can start combining the two. I could do a prom Lee Corso wave like this. How y'all feel about this right here?
No, stick. Yeah,
you
hey,
like that?
You like
that?
Man.
You like that?
You do you, boo. All right? That's what you go with.
I'm a little bit nervous about this Corso thing on Saturday. I feel like I haven't even thought about it, but I'm like kind of nervous to watch it.
Yeah, Herb Street's going to need his dog there with him.
There is no doubt.
And I say that sound. I know that initially you probably heard that out. You're like, the way you said it, but the way I said it was probably harsh. But Herb Street had Corso meant a lot to Herb Street, mm-hmm. And I will give, you know, I'm hard on Herb Street sometimes, but I give him a lot of credit. The way he has kind of helped Corso during these late years on that show after, you know, the health issues and everything, man, he's really took care of him. And I watched it with Al Michaels, too. You know, he does Thursday Night Football with Al Michaels. And Al Michaels is no spring chicken. And Herb, every time I see one, you see the other. And Herb Street's always taking care of those guys. So he's a really good dude when it comes to that kind of stuff.
You won't find a bigger Herb Street fan than me. I'm a massive fan of Kirk. And I've obviously met him a couple of times. He's a good dude. But the Corso thing is... That's gonna be, I don't even know how to characterize that. It's gonna be really tough for a lot of people to watch, you know, knowing that that era is kind of ending. A guy that has meant so much over the last 30 years to college football fans, and obviously for me, I mean, I was trying to count the other day how many college game day games I probably played in.
Mm-hmm.
I came up with like 8, which was a good number.
I bet 2 were an LSU game.
Yes.
One was the Georgia, the black jersey Georgia game.
For sure. And the Georgia game the year before that when they won in overtime to Mikey Henderson.
Oh, yeah, the famous, what's up with Britney?
The Britney Spears game, yeah. And then there's two SEC title games in there.
Yeah, I was going to say it had to be a couple of those.
I'm trying to think. I had them the other day, but yeah, well,
we just named six. We just named six right there.
Yeah.
So the other two must have been.
More eight. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I counted eight.
Must have been like maybe Auburn. An Auburn game.
Yeah, probably.
And I don't know, maybe was the 06?
No.
Or
there was 2 and 05. I didn't play in, but I got redshirted.
With that 05 Florida game was it? Probably. That was a game day game, I believe. Game.
Yeah. The 05 LSU game definitely was. So
I mean, you might have just remembered that it was Wednesday, not Thursday, Bo, but clearly your memory, your brain is firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was pretty impressive.
The drawn at the short term memory loss, like Dory. That's the issue. The long term's fine.
What's this saying? What's that phrase? The idiot savant or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That is football sports for me. Like any college football, I think people will be surprised that like I've always been a Falcons fan, always. But college football was always a sport that I followed religiously. Like, I mean, never missed Saturday college. I mean, I remember being like 12.
It's always
13.
Easier to date college football happenings because of the players. You know that they turn over in 4 years.
Right,
if you just
were
talking about a Falcons game that Matt Ryan played in, you're like, dude, that could have been
it's
been
a long
anywhere,
span of time. Right?
I was on the plane. We were talking to a couple of the equipment guys on the plane. And we were talking about, I can't remember if we're getting on or off, but we were talking about how long we've been doing it and kind of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, you've been doing it for, like, I think I've been doing it for, like, this is like a 14th season on the road or something. And I was like, yeah, you've been doing it like this. It just kind of, you just kind of know the drill. Nothing phases you. We were talking about memories, and I was like, dude, I was watching something on YouTube, highlights of something, maybe a player or something. And somehow Julio highlights came on. And it was like all the big plays of Julio Jones in his career. I did, like, every game he ever played in. And I don't remember half the highlights they were showing. I was like, but some of which you remember, and others you're like, I don't remember that. What year was that? And then you have to remember it by what players, to Mike's point, were on the field with him. Anyways, I think we got more important things in mind.
Well, we are 8 minutes into the show, and we have not mentioned Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, we have more important things.
I'm rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him.
I am too. I want to believe that celebrity love actually exists.
It does.
When people say that, I'm like, what? Like, why would you? It sounds like an odd thing to say. Like, if your friends get engaged, you don't say, well, I'm rooting for them. I mean, we're all rooting for anybody
we're not friends with them.
Anybody that decides, you know, anybody that's in a relationship, I'm rooting for because one of the hardest things ever is being in a relationship. You know, like like that kind of relationship, right?
You do make a good point because could you imagine like someone at your wedding in the aisle and they're just saying I'm rooting for them? Like that's not exactly something you say to other guests at a wedding.
Yeah, or the guest book.
Yeah, I'm rooting for you.
Like, you made us do a picture and you and Grant? So if Amy and I took a picture, be like, P.S. rooting for you. Like, we're pulling for you, dog.
Well, clearly they're in a little bit different realm of life than we are. But at 6:40 today during the Mac Drop, we will, of course, celebrate the proposal that broke the internet. 7:40, it's Which One Wednesday. And 8:40, we do have Josh Kendall, Atlanta Falcons beat writer, joining us. There is a lot of Falcons news to run through today, so I do want to give you guys credit. You were so close on this 53-man roster. Well, why don't we just go ahead and knock out the bad news this morning? Caleb McGarry, placed on injured reserve without a designation to return, means his season is over. What's the game plan after this now?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything surprising about it. We all kind of figured this was coming down. I know there was a second opinion out there that wanted to be had, but I guess there was probably no reason to even put the news out before that. But the plan in place right now is to, you know, bide your time till Storm Norton comes back hopefully after the bye week. And until then, you've got Elijah Wilkinson and the trade they made yesterday.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was half and half, the second opinion, and also what's the point of announcing until we have to announce?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jarrell is the player that they traded a conditional seventh round pick. So the way most of you talk about our current seventh round pick that did make the roster, they didn't give up much. That's, you know, according to some people that were like, well, they gave up a draft pick. Mike, we watched film on Jarrell, and I want to get into this because why not? But he flashes, but he's raw.
He's got some athletic ability for sure. And that's the one thing that jumps off the tape to you is he's a guy that he's not athletically going to look overmatched, but I was trying to talk myself through what my thoughts were. I'm just watching one half of his preseason game last week, and I'm like, he's got good feet but bad footwork, if that makes sense to anybody. You know what I mean? Like, he's got really athletic feet and athletic lower body, but his technique sucks. Mm. You know what I mean? So, and that's what you would expect for a guy going into his second year that was a sixth-round draft pick. You know what I mean? So just fast forward 1 year from now and think of where Jack Nelson would be. And that's kind of, you know, that's kind of where you're at. He's got some ability. He's played some games. There is a lot of upside, but there's some bad too. There's definitely some bad tape. There's a reason he was available for a conditional seventh rounder. I mean, you don't get rid of polished players for something like that. And no matter what people want to say, Bo and I have told you from the beginning, this is not going to be some kind of splash player where they go find a guy that was a first round draft pick. It's just, it was never going to happen. You've got too much invested in Caleb McGarry for the future, and he's going to be back eventually, and he's going to make $15 million when he gets back.
I also think it's very fair and honest to tell people that no one's trading a starting caliber right tackle the day after the cut day. Like that and there's just, it's not there. You know, the closest thing you're going to find is a guy that Detroit said, you know what, you're no longer good enough to play on our offensive line, and like a Dan Skipper type guy. And we watched film on him, and he looks, first off, he's a completely different player than Wilkinson, Jarrell. He's more like a slower version of McGarry, I feel like, in some ways. In run blocking, I feel like that way. I think McGarry moves better than him in the run blocking game. Now, in the pass blocking, I would leave that to you.
Yeah, their foot speed's pretty similar in pass protection.
You know, but there's just, and look, they might take a flyer on somebody still. Look, this is the initial.
I was going to say, even on AtlantaFalcons.com, it says initial 53-man roster, and it says that for a reason. Because everybody knows, and the days following. I mean, this is the point last year where we were talking about, hey, man, crazy, Taylor Heinicke made the team. Taylor Heinicke made the roster. Thought they'd move on from, oh, there he goes. And he was out, and he got let go yesterday as well. So
yeah, but and shout out to Trey Lance for kind of
seriously
taking a career that was going nowhere and saying, you know what, I can at least, very least, I'm going to be a good backup in this league, and that's a perfect place for him too.
Yeah, I came in here the morning after that Hall of Fame game or whatever it was, and I was like, dude, I thought Trey Lance looked really good, really good.
Malik Willis is a name Mike and I mentioned earlier this morning, Allie, when we were watching the film, because. By the way,
Ding.
That's who we watched film. Seattle was playing in their last preseason game was Green Bay. Malik Willis is the guy that did the same thing, a local kid that went to a first-round pick, flamed out, didn't work, found a system and a place that believed in him, and it worked for him in the system, and now he's the backup to Jordan Love. Easton Stick, not a surprise.
Right.
We talked about that. I think he'll be on the practice squad. Carlos Washington Jr. was cut, ended up the guy that they love. I think the injuries got a hold of him. They keep Nathan Carter, who's got 4.37 speed. Dude, I've been thinking about this one. Imagine him getting a carry or two, or maybe running a screen play with him with the first string team out there.
Anton Smith-like.
Yes, this is exactly. That's, oh God, I hate you sometimes and I love you sometimes because you beat me to it. But then again, it's kind of cool that you do because it's exactly the guy I was thinking about.
Well, coming up, we do have some more roster moves to talk about as we have the initial 53. We'll compare and contrast Mike and Bo's predictions against what came to fruition yesterday. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with Ali Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on this gorgeous fall-feeling morning. Enjoy coffee on a patio this morning if you can. This is so nice outside.
Oh, I thought you said you did it first. I was like,
no.
Really? That was early.
No, I wish. I wish. I did, some prep yesterday on the patio, like on our back patio, because it was so nice.
So nice. And we went out when I got the kids home, went out in the driveway and played for a little bit, played with scooters. Daughter ended up falling on her face and needing Band-Aids, but it was all good. I was like, I'll move the cars back out of the driveway. You guys get the scooters. Oh, what happened? Oh, God.
Oh, no.
But she rallied from there. She rallied.
This is like window down season, and we had to take a 4-month checkup yesterday for baby pork chop.
Does that include shots?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Brutal.
That's brutal, man. So when I went to get her from grandma daycare, is what I call it, Amy's like, she's like, I'm on lunch. You want me to go with you? I was like, that's up to you. And then she got in, and I was like, no, I can't have the windows down. I was like, grumpy looks. I don't want her, wind it blowing everywhere. Dude, those 4 months, the checkup, though, like every doctor's visit is different. Mm-hmm. I ain't even going to talk about it. I told Mike, there was weird drama in the waiting room, which was just an awkward thing all to itself. But you get back there and when they're, I'm interested in Mike's take real quick, because I don't want to get us too far off, but they were like, hey, we got shots. And the girl was, I feel bad for the girl that came in and the nurse that comes in to the shots. Cause first off, she walks in and we look at her like she's an executioner.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she's like, all right, do you want both in the same place or like same leg or separate legs? And and Amy just, she just looks at me and I'm like, well, I would say the same, so we have a good leg to hold her, to grab her by.
Yeah.
That's why it's a question.
And I was like, but I don't know. That's kind of freaky.
I don't think it's the right answer.
Yeah, I know. But I felt bad because Amy's like, man, I kind of feel bad. We kind of like just kind of looked at her like, what are you asking us for? And I was like, well, I was glad she asked, though, but I feel bad because she walks in and you just look at her like, I don't like you. You're going to make my baby cry.
It's like an adult going to a dentist. Like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah. I know. But You know what? Now she made it through. She cried a little bit, but then we got her, got her out the door, and she nice nap afterwards.
Way to go, pork chop. Way to go. So let's get back to this 53-man roster. Like you guys said, it is the initial 53. And when it dropped and everything was official yesterday, I mean, you guys pretty much nailed what they were going to do with this team. Were there any surprises to you, though, with what they've done?
Well, there are surprises, but the surprises do come with caveat. Now, we both said there would be 9 offensive linemen. They have not listed Mike Jarrell yet as part of that, who they traded for yesterday. So I think eventually there will be 9 offensive linemen. If not, then we definitely probably swung and missed on one of them. But there's definitely a couple names in there that, like, we got wrong. I would say there's probably 3. Without doing, like, roster construction and saying, oh, I didn't know TQ Graham was going on, all this stuff. There's definitely 3 that I feel like I got wrong in terms of I didn't think they would be there. And, you know, I think I can list off all 3 of them real quick, and I'll let Bo comment, but I think neither one of us thought Jamal Agnew would be a part of this team.
Right.
Talked about him yesterday. Felipe Franks. Arch said that he'd be on there. I was not so sure. And who's the third one I'm looking for?
But you were hoping for Felipe,
JD Bertrand. JD Bertrand we didn't think would be. So, yeah. I mean, it's just I was rooting for Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
I definitely was. I was like, dude, I hope this works out. But I think those are the 3 that, like, in the end, I thought would be a part of the peace squad and just were made active. Like I said, though, still more moves to come eventually in the next 24, 48, 72 hours.
I had somebody hit me up yesterday. Our boy Anthony hit me up, and he was like, man, big vote of confidence for Xavier Watts, only keeping 3 safeties. And I hit him back and said, I agree. I also think it was a bigger vote of confidence for DeMarco Helms. Because hear me out. Yes, I think Xavier Watts has earned that other starting job opposite Jesse. But essentially, I'm interested in what you think on this. This is my first thought. Essentially, they're telling you that they think Helms can play either spot because he's essentially the backup to both. And it also tells you that they think Billy Bowman, in a pinch, could fill in and play the other. That's what I took away from it.
At least eventually. That's not the first name that popped in my mind. I think eventually that's definitely where they go with it. I actually think that Mike Ford was one of the ones that kind of piqued my interest in terms of that. Because he's a guy that's a specialist. I think he's going to have to play everywhere in the secondary.
I think he can.
I do too. And I had him on my projection yesterday. You talked me into it, and then you didn't put him on your projection. And I was like, dude, you've spent the last 2 weeks telling me that Mike Ford was going to be on this roster to a point where I included him on my 53. And I think that he's just that guy that when you look, we both had them keeping not 7 corners, but they did keep 7 corners. He's one of them, and I think he's just a guy that, as an experienced veteran guy in a secondary, is going to have to know all the roles just in case.
I did something that you get on to me, both of you get on to me all the time for. I was in the weeds with reading people's comments on the Twitterverse, and somebody was like, why are we keeping all these trash players who are only special teams guys? And it drove me nuts because Mike Ford is what all those things Mike just said. But he's also a starter on special teams. All I ever hear is complaints about our special teams.
Yeah.
And they have guys that I'm going to go through it. Mike Ford, Josh Woods, Kadarrell Hodge. To name, 3? And Jamal Agnew, that's 4. I'll put 4 right there.
Yeah.
That are special team starters across the board. And you know what they can do? They can fill in a pinch and with your first team and be okay. Josh Woods, speed, he plays with aggressiveness. He could fill in and play Devon Diablo's role if needed.
Yeah.
Mike Ford is a starting gunner, can fill in anywhere in the secondary, Mike just told you. Kadarrell Hodge could fill in as your fourth wide receiver at any point, depending on who's not on the field, i.e. Thursday night against Tampa, Drake goes out after making like 3 straight catches in overtime. Kadarrell comes in, boom, 50-something yard touchdown or 40-something yard touchdown to win the game. Jamal Agnew, another guy who is your starting return man, essentially, probably punts and one side of the kickoff, and could fill in that little slot role, maybe even take a handoff in the backfield, maybe a screen, something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, and like there's two other names that pop into my mind when we talk about that.
Yeah, well, who are they?
Felipe Franks.
Yeah.
Felipe Franks, the fourth tight end, who we neither one of us had four tight ends being kept, but mm-hmm. when you can play special teams to the level he does, and Arch mentioned it in our conversation that he led Carolina in special teams tackles last year, and also D'Angelo Malone. D'Angelo Malone being kept as an edge player. He's listed as edge. He's played inside and outside. We talked about, you know, cross training and doing things like that on Friday. They didn't keep Khalid Kareem. And I think it was because of special teams and because of D'Angelo Malone and the way he fits in some of the coverage units. So those were semi-surprising. I think Khalid Kareem being cut might have been the most shocking of the day for me. I did not have him being cut. I mean, this is a guy who was getting a lot of burn with the ones earlier on in camp and played a lot of preseason game, set out preseason game number two, actually. But, you know, in the end, it's just there's too many pieces there to be able to keep all of them at the edge spot.
And I personally think there's quite a few guys that they'd like to bring back that they got rid of. I think Simeon Barrow is one.
He on your list yesterday? Because when I saw he was gone, I thought he was on your projected list.
No, I had him off my list.
But you said you love him.
But I do. Okay. I do. I think he was a good player in college, and I thought he had moments during the preseason. I love the guy. I really do. I love Chris Blair.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was Mike's guy, and we kind of went back and forth, and we had that fun little jokingly about me. I was Casey Washington, and he was Chris Blair. Guys, but I like Chris Blair. I also like Dillon Drummond. I think Lenny Krieg is the guy they want to bring back. And not to just say I love all the guys that we cut, but I think these guys, they like Nick Nash, they like Simon, if they can get them back. So to me, those are, and I think Easton Stick has a chance that they'd like to get back. I think Art said it. I can't remember. Maybe it was you, Mike. One of you two said it, and I don't want to take away from either one, but somebody said when we were in preseason, there's a reason why these guys are here. That they're on their official 90. They're 90. There's something about them. These guys were here since, like, January, February, March, April. Something about them they liked. They thought they fit in what they want to do, and that's why they were here. And that's why they went through all of training camp, because if they don't like you, they get you in, Mike. I know it's different than when you play because there's not that 90 to 75 man cut like what after the first or second preseason game.
Yeah.
But if you're not doing something or helping them get a roster or compete, they'll cut you and bring someone else in.
Yeah. I really don't think that this is actually set, you know, with the names we have from yesterday. I still think that they're probably looking at the waiver wire right now as we speak and probably looking to see if somebody else, you know, some other guys fit. And not only that, but the practice squad is much bigger than it used to be when I was playing. And I can't remember the number back, you know, in 2012-ish, but I think it was like maybe 8 or 9. And that's expanded. That's doubled, essentially, since then. You got twice as many, you know, that can be a part of the P squad now. And so I think a lot of the guys they did waive or release yesterday will probably be a part of that conversation moving forward. And I hope so, because there's a lot of good football players in that group.
Well, and Bo, you pointed out, you know, going into training camp, you fall in love with these players, and then eventually they get cut. So it's funny, not funny, but it's true to form now hearing you say, like, I love this person, I love this person, I love this person. We're going to pick this conversation back up at 7 o'clock about the Falcons roster, because we got to switch gears for a minute. Coming up, we are picking out which college football games could be an upset. And we've got my Allie Mac drop. I've got a game based off that proposal that nobody heard about yesterday. Just kidding. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Audit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and week one kicks off this weekend for college football. There could be some upsets. Ohio State at Texas, Longhorns are listed as the favorite, Miami versus Notre Dame, Clemson at LSU. But besides those, are you seeing any other matchups that could be upsets this weekend?
Well, it depends on what we categorize as an upset, right? I mean, sometimes when you look at top 25 matchups where top 25 teams are going against one another, it's like, how much of an upset can it be? But I do, I really am curious to see what plays out in the LSU versus Clemson game. I think that is a quarterback matchup that probably, after talking to Phil Still and some of the other people, I think those are, as far as confidence points go, probably two of the quarterbacks in the country you feel the most confident about, Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik. So I'll be curious to see how that goes. But I don't know. Like, I'm not going to pick Florida State over Alabama at this point. I would say that LSU beating Clemson, and Clemson is a 3.5-point favorite at home, I'd say that was probably my most likely, but I don't even feel terribly comfortable about that one.
What about Syracuse here in Atlanta against Tennessee?
Could happen. We're 14-point favorites.
It's just that it's the first game of the season. Fran Brown.
Yeah.
Fran Brown he's pulled a couple upsets at Syracuse since he's been there. It's a Kirby Smart guy, right? They just named Steve Angeli, who's Notre Dame transfer, their starter. So it's kind of a fresh start there. Remember they had Ryan McCord last year?
Yeah.
What about Virginia Tech at South Carolina?
That's a good one too. That one could get off the rails early. I want to talk about Tennessee for 1 second.
Okay.
Too. I people keep telling me that Tennessee is extremely talented this year, and I do believe that. I think there's a lot of talent, but man, it's hard to look at what they lost and think that it was replaced with the amount of talent they had. Just James Pierce, obviously we focused on Nico leaving. That's a big one. Dylan Sampson, obviously a big one. Omar Norman Lott, who is a defensive tackle, who was really good at getting the backfield, he's gone. There's a lot to replace. They do have a lot of talent that's returning, in those spots. But if you're telling me their defense gets any worse than it was last year, and they can't rush the passer the way that James Pierce did up there, then you start looking at that offense, looking at the quarterback spot, and wondering if they can actually make up the points to be able to do that. So that's going to be. I think that's a big game for them to kind of set the tone for the season because they are two touchdown favorites.
Yeah, and I don't – look, telling me Tennessee's talented is like, oh, okay, really? Oh, no kidding. They're a playoff team last year. They did lose some key players. They lost their three or four of their best players on our roster, but it doesn't mean that it's not still a talented team. They've got a very good coach. I've turned into a big fan of Josh Heupel as a coach. Wasn't initially. I've turned into it. But they could have a down year. I mean, that's what happens. And starting in a neutral site against a Syracuse team. Look, Fran Brown is not long for Syracuse because I think he's a really good coach. I think he knows how to recruit. I think he knows how to motivate guys. I mean, he spent time under Kirby, so that tells you something. And he'll have them ready, but that doesn't mean that Tennessee doesn't overwhelm them at some point.
Yeah. You were talking about Virginia Tech, South Carolina a minute ago as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm curious to see what South Carolina is this year.
So, first off, I'm a huge Shane Beamer guy. One of the nicest dudes you'll talk to.
He did not have it on the bingo card that he'd be loving up on Josh Heupel and Shane Beamer this early in the morning, but I don't disagree.
I mean, I can tell you people I don't like. You want me to talk about people I don't like?
SEC coach version? Throw it out there.
Yeah. Brian Kelly? I mean,
where are we at on Lane Kiffin?
Lane and I have a love and hate relationship.
Where are we at on Hugh Freeze?
I mean, first off, I don't care that he plays golf, and I don't think it's a big deal, which is apparently the big thing. Oh, he lost.
I think it's just playing golf.
I think Hugh Freeze is a little bit of a con man to me. I mean, he's like a used car salesman at the best. Dude had a I respect that he had a burner phone for the strippers he was hiring for the players, but and the prostitutes. But you know, he's
allegedly.
He was fired for it, but allegedly, yes. Allegedly.
I don't think he was necessarily fired for hiring them for players. I think it was for himself, but
I think it was both.
Allegedly. Yeah,
allegedly.
I mean, so he's the Michael Scott of SEC coaches. How about that? Highly inappropriate. You know, never doing the right thing. So I'm not big on Hugh Freeze. Who else we can talk about?
There's so many. Somehow we got off the Shane Beamer. I was listening.
But
I like
Shane Beamer. Lenoris Sellers has these. They both have a lot of pressure on them this year.
Yeah.
And so when teams have a lot of pressure and they're programs that we don't think of ones that normally have it on them, they sometimes come out flat.
Who's the defense lineman they have? Is it Dylan Stewart? I was trying to remember.
Yes.
Dude, he just a sidebar. You know, former Falcon fullback Pat DeMarco.
Yep.
He's got a podcast now with Steven Garcia, Tailgate Talk, and they go live from training camp. They had Dylan Stewart on. And you want to talk about a man who had no interest in being on this podcast. He sat down on the set with Steven Garcia and Pat DeMarco and was like, get me out of here. Like, they literally said it to his face. They were like, a man, a few words. It was one of those awkward
probably Steven
interviews
Garcia
where he was
it.
Like, hey, man, you feeling good about the season? Yeah, feeling good.
Did I ever tell you?
Like, wow.
Did I ever tell you that me and Steven Garcia boozed it up one year at SEC Media Days?
No, but that sounds awesome.
Dude, I like Steven Garcia. Like he's a weird dude, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But he's a cool dude. Good he's a good drinking buddy. Yeah, he's a great drinking buddy.
Necessary.
Yeah, great drinking buddy.
I do want to mention that Alabama and West Virginia have mutually agreed to cancel their home and home series in 2026 and 2027. Alabama said they are making adjustments to its non-conference schedule in response to the SEC moving to a 9-game conference schedule.
Makes sense. I'll be curious. The next one to come along, Bama is supposed to play Ohio State in 27, which would have been the same year for that second half of that back-to-back with West Virginia. I'm curious to see if that one stays on the schedule. I hope it does.
By mutually, Alabama had a clause to get out of it because of the 9 games, and West Virginia was like, thank God. Ohio State, I don't think will be so easy. I think Ohio State will fight that because
I think Bama should keep it on the schedule.
Because you look at Ohio, dude, have you seen Ohio State's schedule this year? Have you seen it? Like, I don't want to hear crap about we play 9 conference games. You play 9 games of garbage because, dude, their conference schedule this year is pathetic. Their schedule overall is freaking pathetic. It's right here.
Gonna have to get you some sticky notes for that thing.
They play Texas, great at home. Then it's Grambling, Ohio, bye week at Washington, not so big of a deal these days. Minnesota at Illinois, that one could be sneaky though. I'll give them that. West at Wisconsin, then Penn State at home. There's your other big game. That's 2.5, and then at Purdue, UCLA, Rutgers, and at Michigan.
It's not terrible.
It's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Rutgers is garbage. UCLA, garbage. Purdue, garbage. Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, garbage. Washington, Garbage.
Well, you mentioned that opener against Texas this weekend, and Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And we have a big week one contest all weekend long on 92.9 The Game, with Cincinnati facing Nebraska Thursday at 8:30, Texas at Ohio State Saturday at 11:30, Notre Dame at Miami Sunday at 7:30, and North Carolina hosting TCU Monday at 7. That's all this weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You got to love love. And we saw a lot of it yesterday.
I knew this was like, I was like, man, Allie's going to be, she's going to have the eye of the tiger tomorrow. This is going to be big.
Well, so Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift announced their engagement. Apparently, Ed Kelce last night got on News 5 Cleveland, like just did an interview with them. Taylor has to be very upset about this. But he just got on and said, you know, it happened about 2 weeks ago in Missouri. None of those details were out there.
Somebody
went
on.
Such a dad thing to do.
I know.
Somebody went online and was like, you can see it happen after the podcast. Look at her. She had the hair impression from like where a headset would work. And I was like, I don't think that's, you know, she's a recording artist, right? She wears headphones all the time.
Also has the same nails. That's the thing that people are zooming in on.
Okay, well, I guess some conspiracy theorists over there.
And if you are curious, the ring is between 10 and 15 carats, cost between $750,000 and $1 million. So lots and
good
lots
for him.
Of
I think that's right in the wheelhouse. I'm glad he didn't try to do like 10 million or something.
I got shown that like 20 minutes after the announcement. We were listening to NFL Sirius, and they talked about the announcement.
Yeah. So today, based off of this engagement, we're going to play Name That Celebrity Couple.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
So here's the caveat to it. There is a pro athlete in every single celebrity couple. This should be very simple. I'm going to give you an audio clip that tell me who they are. Okay?
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm here for this.
Let's go with number one, Dylan. Nothing?
Dude, I've got nothing.
Are you blanking too?
Or
is it just not in there?
Wait.
Bo.
Go for it.
Is it David Beckham and the Spice Girl?
No.
I don't know.
It's who sings the song? Oh, man.
Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, okay. Anna Kournikova.
There you go.
Okay.
And she was actually in this music video.
I'm here.
That's how they met.
Oh, I thought.
Very beautiful lady.
I thought he good was. Oh, no. Never mind.
All right. Let's go with number two.
What's her husband's name? It's Carrie Underwood and is it Nate Fisher?
What?
Mike?
Mike Fisher.
There you go.
Isn't he a hockey player?
Yeah, he's a hockey player.
Yeah.
And she was so nervous to meet him. She made a great line. He like reached out to her agent, was like, I want to meet Carrie. Like, I like her. And she was like, put him through the meet and greet line.
Wow. Good for her.
That's dirty.
Good for her.
She was nervous. She wanted a lot of people around. Number three, Dylan.
Ciara and Russell Wilson.
There you go.
I was like, dang, who sings this? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know who sang it.
Old school jam.
I was gonna say this.
I think the song
came out my senior year of high school because she was at the grad night at Disney. She was doing a live concert.
She's been around that long.
She's been around a while.
So she's a much older than Russell, then ain't she?
No, when she
got a song with Missy Elliott when Missy Elliott was still popping.
Flip it and reverse.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Let's go with number four. I will be so impressed if you get this. They just recently got married. We talked about it.
Man. Oh, is it Josh Allen and somebody?
There you go.
No. What?
Josh Allen and his girl.
His girl's
Hailee
a singer?
Steinfeld. Yeah. She's
what?
Got a little bit of a pop career.
She's
going
a triple
on.
Threat.
She I was going to say, I thought she was an actress.
She still is.
This is her song?
Yeah. I didn't know this was Hailee Steinfeld either. I've heard this song so much, I didn't know, sir.
I still can't believe she's a little girl from True Grit.
I know.
I mean, she grew up.
If y'all saw her, I just finally saw Sinners not too long ago. She was very good in Sinners,
bro.
Too. She was very good
go
in Sinners.
Watch,
no idea she was a singer.
Go watch a YouTube clip from the True Grit movie, the newer one with what's his name, Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges.
All right, let's go to the final one. Friend of the show. Here you go.
Oh. Our girl Jade Cargill with Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
Yes!
Speaking of big rings,
seriously,
like the top of a trash can
and perfect,
perfect hair. Yes, it's perfect for a reason, Bo.
Perfectly. That was so weird.
I was like,
"Yeah, your hair is really perfect."
Yeah, like,
it's fake.
That was pretty creepy. I was like, "Hey, your hair's pretty, Kent."
I'm not trying to be weird, but your hair is really nice.
Can I touch you? I touch your hair.
She looked at you like, why are you breathing so heavy, man?
Well, congratulations to both of you. You nailed Name That Celebrity Couple.
Yeah, I don't know if we nailed it.
I feel good about it.
I would say Mike kind of carried, but it's okay.
I had one.
You got the Josh Allen one, which I was impressed with.
Yeah.
But I think if Allie didn't give you that hint, you wouldn't have got that.
Well, no, I wouldn't have.
Nonetheless.
That's okay.
Well, coming up, clearly, Mike and Bo know what they're talking about when it comes to the Falcons, because I think you're only off by like three guys that made the initial roster yesterday.
Yeah, I'm disappointed with the three, too.
Just a few changes. We'll go through it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.